Welcoming all of you to Bhakta Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 23rd Chapter, 21 verse. His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhuji is the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For propagation of the Krishna consciousness, they purchased a house for the Bhakti Vedanta Institute and an office for Back to Godhead magazine and donated the Radha Krishna deities to the ISKCON temple in Philadelphia in the early 80s. In the early 90s, they took the initiative to construct a new home for the Sri Radha Damodar in Gitanagari. He also served as temple president for ISKCON, New Jersey from 1996 to 2010. He started Every Town and Village Trust, funded by Swami Krishi Prabhuji, own life savings and earnings to serve Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON in various ways. A few years ago, he embarked a project called the Krishna Mini Temple, in which he produced 3,000 mini temples that included deities as well as a place for Srila Prabhupada books. For the past several years, he has been serving Srila Prabhupada mission as a traveling preacher, visiting various places in India, various other countries, and also regularly share Krishna Katha on various conference calls. He is the initiative ISKCON Guru. Currently, Swami Krishi Prabhuji's main focus in developing ISKCON Kargon, Navarnir Virchadam, a 50-acre temple complex and community in Madhya Pradesh, India, to serve the worldwide devotee community. We can get more information of this new project from www.everytownandvillage.org. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yeah, Hare Krishna. I'm here, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, and my obeisances to all the devotees on the call and everyone else. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shimate bhakti vedanta swamin iti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya dishatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we'll be covering two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, 21 and 22. This is Prabhu Maharaj's going back home. How does he go, and also we could follow in his footsteps and could achieve the same position like himself just by reading those topics or understanding about his life history and following in his footsteps, we could achieve the same thing. So text number 21, Deham vipinna kila chetanadikam pratyu prathivya daitasya chatmanah alasya kinchinch vilapya sasati Chitam Atharo Payada Adri Sanuni. So some important Daita means he is very, very merciful. This word Sati, and so we will discuss about this. Vipanna means completely failing. Akhil means all, and Dehe and Dehi. Deham, that is the first word. Deha, we are the body. And Dehi, one who embodies the body, that is the soul. So there is a difference in Deha, Dehi. Sharir and Shariri. Sharir is this body, and Shariri is one who has the body, who occupies the body, who is sitting in the body. So, the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, when Queen Archi, that is the wife of Prathu Maharaj, saw that her husband, who had been so merciful to her and the earth, so He was merciful to earth, means he was taking care of the earth very properly. Not only earth, but all the living being. Earth is the mother, but because he was taking care like a daughter, so earth is like a daughter of Prithu Maharaj. And so he was taking care not only to his wife Archie. Archie means Archana Paddhati, that is started from this Archie, because she was always doing the Diti service. No longer showed symptoms of life. Now he is lifeless, you may say. So symptoms of life, like there is breathing, the body becomes very cold, body starts becoming rigid, rigor mortis, then there is no consciousness, does not respond, whether you pinch or you put needles, they don't really feel, there is no movement of the body. And so there are several symptoms, and also you could know by putting certain machines, whether there is no EKG waves, there is no heart sounds, no circulation, the body becomes, color becomes gradually and gradually, the oxygen becomes decomposed from the artery, so that the body becomes bluish, gradually becomes bluish and more bluish all over, as if its body became blue. So those are signs that which you could elicit, and you could see that the person is dead. So she lamented for a little while and then built a fiery pyre on top of a hill and placed the body of her husband on it. So, Om Agyan Thimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Istapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dvadati Sa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishlamamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vish शाखान्वितमस्य हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय नमो महावदानाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमो. So these are the ecstatic emotions, are ecstatic in ecstasy for Srila Prabhupada is writing all this at such a age, and he is giving for us to understand these topics very, very essentially. So just the background of this verse, that Maharaj Prithu, he leaves the home, he divides his property among his, means he was the emperor of the upper, lower and middle planetary system, means not just earth planet, but all the planetary systems in the universe, and he divided his, and then he left for the forest to deeply concentrate his mind on Krishna. Not that he continued ruling, but he left, and along with him, his wife, who has never walked even on the ground floor at any time, although she was the queen and revered and respected by all the demigods and everyone else in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Shiva. But now she's walking, she's in the forest, and she's going with her husband to follow in his footsteps. So here it just says that her lotus feet had therefore never touched the earth. But she was following to the forest, she had touched her feet, that is for the first time, to the ground, and accepted all the same difficulty her husband had endured. Although she was delicate and unaccustomed to austerity, she served her husband with grace, affection. She did not consider the difficulty, still she became frail, like Sita Devi. She never walked out or had much experience of going to forest, but she did follow her husband. Even he says that if I'm with my husband, then those difficulties would be a cherishable thing for me. I would go, and she did go and served her husband very lovingly. So Archie realized that her husband had left his body. Now she first lamented, but now you may say, why lamented for some time? Because she knows that the soul is eternal. This is just change of the body. It is not that her husband has gone somewhere. Her husband, real husband, is the soul. A real person is the soul, not the body. Body is changing even in this life. And we will read this about how body changes even in this life and who is experiencing these changes. So person who sees and where the changes are, those two are completely different. Yeah, if I see something, whether it is outside, even in my body, then we can understand that the person who is experiencing these changes is different. Baba. So that person is the soul who is seeing this. So her husband, she realized, and then she, because she had to do so many things, she was alone, she has to put her husband's body on the funeral pyre and put the fire on that. And so rather than, she did not lament, and that is the same instruction is given by Lord Krishna to Arjun, that you are lamenting for all this, your grandfather and Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya and your cousins and in-law and so many, but there is no need for it. They are still there, they would not be gone, the soul cannot be cut, our soul never dies. So why you are lamenting? They will get a new body. Even when you do a fire sacrifice in Ashwamedh Yajna, they put a horse or cow sometime, gava. And then the horse, it was old horse, but by the mantras, when he sacrificed, then a new horse comes with a new body. And so there is no need for so much lamentation, and she understood this. She first lamented, then built a fire atop a hill and placed her husband's body on it. Queen Archi performed the funeral ceremony. She circumambulated the fire and, thinking of her husband's lotus feet, entered the flames. She herself entered the flames. That is Sati Pratha. So we will talk about this. What is this Sati? Why circumambulation? We circumambulate the temple. We circumambulate any shrine. We circumambulate even a spiritual master. We circumambulate say Tulsi Devi, Yani Kani Cha Papani, Brahma Hatyadi Kani Cha, Tani Tani Pradakshanti, Pranashanti, means we pay obeisances, Pradakshina Pade Pade. At every step, we pay our obeisances to Tulsi Devi. So why it is done? Why Pradakshina? Somewhere like Ganeshji Pradakshina is done one time, Saurya or Surya's Pradakshina, like we just go around our own body, because you cannot go all around the sun. So you just rotate two times, that is sun god, then certain other, like then Vishnu Parikrama is done four times, temple Parikrama. It is an auspicious place, doing Parikrama and always keeping them on the right side. Means you go clockwise. You on your right side, then that you go on the Diti or to whose Parikrama you are doing should always be on the right side. Same thing in the temple, when we pay respect or obeisances, our, so we could do the Parikrama, so our, we pay with the left hand towards the Ditis. And for Guru, it should be on front, but you could do also on the left hand side, and Guru is on the left side. And four times, and these are all through the scriptures, but there are meaning for everything, whatever practice we do, according to the Vedic culture, they have a meaning. Vedic culture is the main thing, really, it is the Vedic culture, that if we follow that, then people were so much happy. What I was happy when I was 10 year old would be 1,000 times more than what I feel now. Even I have so much possessions, 1,000 times more than what I had, but it won't work. We may come out with so many material theories, it would not work. We have to really, Krishna has made this universe, and then we have to follow his instruction, and then only we can be happy. Like there is instruction comes with any equipment, and we use it properly according to the equipment, not whimsically. And now he are using this body whimsically, or this life, or all, it just completely whimsically. How we could be peaceful? How we could use? If you use, like say, sound system or just a microphone and hit it like a hammer, it won't work. You can't use it as a hammer. And we are using our body in so many rotten or wrong ways or so many abnormal ways that we are completely damaged and gone. So only the peace formula, the happiness would come if we follow Vedic culture and gradually elevate ourselves. That consciousness which is here, which is stuck with us. I mean, so people, they make point why people are not happy, and millions of conferences they may do or so many studies they may do. It won't come to the same conclusion as Vedic culture or Vedic studies gives us that culture and tells us about that. So how Archie is doing, we should just know that. And everybody was happy, much more happy than people had no money, no this gazettes, whatever is there now, the modern things, but still they were happy. Now people are dying of loneliness, they have nobody to contact, but there is a soul. We don't recognize that there is Paramatma with us. And wherever we go, Paramatma would go even to the hellish planets or even in a dog's body. So why we should not think that he is there? And our duty is to surrender to him, talk to him, have his diti form and worship him, have develop loving relationship with him. So So circumambulation means all the bad qualities, they go away. All the things are washed away. The pap goes away. Our mind becomes very, very fresh, very, very enlivening. It is a process of surrender also. When we like pay obeisances, dandat pranam or astanga pranam, that is like paying obeisances to the, means we are surrendering. Same thing, circumambulation, that we are surrendering. We are yours. We are part of you. Please take care of us. You are our worshipable Lord. So circumambulation is there, and we will talk about the sati that way. So satisfied by Archi's bravery, the wives of the demigods, accompanied by their husbands, offered prayers to Archi and spoke of her glory. They also noted that she had obtained the same spiritual destination as her husband. Automatically, means we see even like Tukaram and his wife was there, or Dhruv Maharaj and his mother automatically went. She did not have to perform all these austerities or tapasya or 6 months or nothing. Just follow your beloved, like husband or mother here, the Dhruv Maharaj's mother or Tukaram's wife. They all attend the same position, like... So that is very, 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 very nice. And so now they are lamenting that they are here enjoying in the higher planetary system all this 33 crore devata. But they were really very much like that, how come that she is already going? We should have done the same thing, and we could have gone back to the Krishna's abode. We have to now, we are in a higher planet, we will fall down and again suffer for unlimited time. We don't know. So they were... lamenting for that they did not do the same thing, and at least they are glorifying. So the standard of wife's chastity was set by Rukmini Devi, and how this sati word chastity, Rukmini Devi, first wife who served her husband personally, even though she had unlimited servants, that is the chastity of Rukmini Devi. So there was no question of divorce in Vedic culture. Both husband, that word is divorce, word is not there even in Hindi or Sanskrit even. Talak word is a Muslim word from Urdu culture, but it's not, it doesn't come from Hindu culture. So talak word is not there. Both husband and wife therefore lived together dutifully, and families remained intact. Srila Prabhupada, he takes in a strong stand, and he discusses the point quite more elaborately. So, we should understand the necessity of maintaining family life in human society. And should all the family together becomes the district, or the nation, or whole world, or it is all because of the families. And Vasudeva Kutumbakam. And eventually one has to think that whole Vasudha, because we are part of Krishna. Mamai Vansho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. If we think in that way, that not just my family, but everybody's family, we are brothers, sisters, we have relationship. And we should not exploit for our own sense gratification. And it should start with the family. That at least education or everything starts from home first. Society should thus abolish the artificial law known as divorce. The husband and wife should live in Krishna consciousness and follow in the footsteps of Lakshmi Narayana or Krishna Rukmini. In this way, peace and harmony can be possible within this world. So there are many examples that one can talk about this. So what is this sati pratha? And what is this chastity and sati naris? So Sita, and like Sita Maharani, she went with her Lord Rama, Satyavan and Savitri. Satyavan died, there was a prediction that he will die within a year of her marriage. But when Yamaraj came to take his body, because Sati was so powerful, because of her chastity, she was king's daughter. So she went along with the Yamaraj, followed him. And she asked many times, that Yamaraj asked her, that please go to your place, and your husband is dead, he cannot come back. But then she still continued, and my destiny is wherever my husband is going. Then he said, ask some boons. So he asked for the eyes of her grandfather, and she asked for the kingdom of her father, her father-in-law who lost her kingdom. Then she asked, then he voluntarily said that, okay, you will have 100 children. And then she caught up that I will have 100 children. I am a chaste woman. I accepted one husband. How I could have 100 children without my husband? And Yamaraj was forced to give the body or soul back to the body, and then he became alive. So even Mandodari, although Ravan was a demonic king, but she was a very chaste lady, Nal and Damayanti. She was so beautiful, this Damayanti, that many demigods, they wanted to marry her. And they made the form, then when they knew that she likes Nal, so they became all like Nal, same body. And then she came and she was in a dilemma, who is the real Nal? Then she understood, by the mercy of the Lord, she understood that there is no shadow, there is no perspiration, their garlands are still the same and fresh, and by many ways their foot is not touching the ground. So she understood that who is Nal and who is not, and she got married to Nal. So only women, like, they put their faith or so hard in just one person and not from here to there. Lakshman and Urmila, you understand that Lakshman was given shot by Meghnad. He became unconscious, and then she immediately felt. She was thousands of miles away in Ayodhya, and this happened in Lanka, and that Lakshman was unconscious. But she knew that. She felt that. And then she said that my husband cannot be killed by Meghnad, because she was Sati, like Tulsi also. That Tulsi Devi, that they were given, her husband was given two boons. One was that there was some kind of talisman, or that as long as she is wearing Vishnu Kavach, here nobody can kill. And then Lord Shiva, he came and he asked in a begging that give me that kavach, and he was forced to give. Just like Karna, he gave his kundal and kavach. Kavach is like the shield on his body, and he gave it, he took it off, and kundal from the earrings. So there are Danveer, they are really the Veer who just could give anything. So he gave it, but then Shankachud, he is the husband of Tulsi Devi. Then he came, then Lord Vishnu made the form of Shankachuda. And then he went there, and then she asked, how did you come back? And he said, I was just always thinking of you, and in the battlefield, my senapatis, fighting on my behalf, and so I just came for a while, and then so she touched his body, and they slept together, and then naturally her chastity was gone because she was touching some another person, but she knew immediately while she just touched, she knew that this is not my husband. So she became that you are a stone hearted. She cursed him to become a stone, and although he was Vishnu, he is always the husband of Tulsi Devi. And then he said that okay, I will become a stone, but you will become Gandaki river, and you will flow, and also that you also become like a tree from the hairs. And then she became a tree, like Tulsi plant that we worship. It is, and also always he is in touch with that Tulsi. And the bhoga is not accepted unless you give Tulsi to the Lord Vishnu or Krishna. So that is always there. So there are many such chaste women that we see. Bharat and Mandavi and Arundhati and Vasishtha or Anusuya, that she made three three Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh became his sons, and Dattatreya, Kunti and Madri. So Madri, she died she burned herself along with Pandu, but Kunti remained to take care of the family, the children who were very young. Kartamuni and Devuti, and how she was chased, that even she was she is the daughter of a king, Manu Maharaj. Manu is the first, but she was so much of a whole universe that they were ruling, Manu. But she served her husband, and she served in such a way that she became very lean, thin. Body was like with a half inch of mud was just deposited on her body, but she served her husband. But then Kardamuni, then she asked to have some children, and then he made such a palace, whole city was became like a aeroplane, and they went to so many places and they enjoyed. But enjoying, not in enjoying spirit, it is just to serve each other, to help each other, to fulfill the desires of each other. Like here we are talking about Prathu and Archu. Even Indrajit's wife was also very chaste lady, and Indra and Sachi, and even Vishnu Priya Mataji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we read. And so even with this austerity, like the one Vaishnava is giving blessings, Rishi Putra, you are a brahmachari, it's better that you die and you will achieve higher place. Rajaputra Chiranjeevi, that you are enjoying now, you live forever, otherwise you will suffer in the hellish planet because you have done so much material enjoyment. And for a Vaishnava, whether he is dead or alive, he is always preaching, he is always glorifying. So now he is Jivan Mukta, and even has life after that year. And butchers, na jivo na moro, that you either don't live or don't die. Anyway, we will talk a little bit about at this point and go with the history, that what this Sati, also called Sutti, S-U-T-T-E, Sutti. This is an Indian custom of a wife immolating herself either on the funeral pyre. And this Sati word, this Sati is wife of Lord Shiva. In the long, long bygone ages, she is the daughter of king, and Daksha Prajapati's daughter, youngest daughter. She was very much loved, but somehow Brahmaji asked that get her married to Lord Shiva. That was against the will of this Daksha Prajapati. But anyway, they got married, and now he is performing another big yagya. So when he did not like Lada Shiva, Daksha never liked Lada Shiva as his son-in-law, because he lives in the crematorium, has no house, almost lives practically naked, sleeps around just a deer skin or lion skin, and wears all this garland of dead snake, means snakes, live snakes, and even the mundamala. So anyway, that is his way to be away from general populace, so they don't understand he could meditate on the Supreme Lord. But why this was practiced? So what happened, that Sati went to this sacrifice, and she saw that there was no respect for her husband or no place. He is topmost among all the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava naam yatha shambhu, but he has no place. So she became so much angry by seeing the disrespect. It is in anger that she gave up her body by the yoga or went to this sacrificial yagya, and she gave her body. But then Lord Shiva becomes very angry, and he takes the body of Sati, and then he dances like kind of a tandav nritya, and so many places her body's part, they fell down, they become Shakti Pithas. So there are many Shakti Pithas. So that word Sati is started from there, but there is also meaning of this Sati. So there are many, many stones are there with Sati name, and with Sati there, and people they go, and there are at least 250 or more temples in India of the different Satis. So there are, Jauhar is different than dying in the funeral pyre of the husband, or even little bit later on. And there are many purposes of that. So there are many, many memorials, they are going on. So Jauhar is like a Muslim period, Padmavati. It is from Padmavati's time in Chattorgarh. And then, this king, Aladdin Khilji, she fell in love she liked to enjoy Padmavati, who was very, very beautiful, and there were many other Rajput women, and they conquered their Kila and Chittorgarh, and so they wanted to come and contaminate, so they all put a fire, and every woman, more than even 500 at that time, to save women from rape, which they considered worse than the death at the hands of the conquering enemies. The hardship encountered by widows in traditional Hindu society may have contributed to the spread of this Sati Pratha, Dayabhag. In Bengal, it was also in Brahmins of Bengal, and very highly elevated, like say kings, and in there, that because they were so much revered and respected, and now to be degraded after the husband is dead, so rather they like to commit suicide in that way. But it is not a suicide. It is a voluntary act, but sometimes people do it forcefully. and they just throw the woman, which is really wrong. It should be, but Himayu and Akbar, they put some legislations in it to stop this thing, and then Britishers also did that in 1829. They outlawed that. So this is a voluntary. You may study. This is a voluntary commitment. It is not a. But there are certain cases where there is compulsion, escape, and so there is a 18-year-old girl in 1987, not long ago. There was Roop Kaur, 18-year-old widow who was committed. That was highly became controversial throughout India, and that was in defense. They stopped that. So. This is a ritual suicide by widowed woman. It is still respected in certain communities in India, and long, long ago, it continues to happen here and there, although it is outlawed. This recently, not long ago, a 60-year woman by name Sharbati Bai, she was 60-year-old and she wanted to kill herself. She says that I loved my husband dearly. Life here is difficult. There is no water to drink, and who will help with my medication? I don't know what happened. I prayed to the God, and then she became fainted. But then she was saved. So there are many things that has happened. Women commit suicide themselves because of the prestige it brings to the family. Whatever the rich people did in the past, the poor think it is a mark of status and follow blindly, because through the sati, family's spiritual status and prestige jump, and so does its source of income also. But there are like who are pious people, and they go. So people, they circumambulate the diti, they make a temple, and so it is an act of piety, and they say that people, they get so much benefit if they circumambulate or go and see the Devi. Devi temple, means one who has become Sati temple. So there are so many surrounding people, they visit that temple, and she could bless, and their prayers are answered, people's prayers are answered. So people come here all from all around, our pain and diseases are healed through her blessings. So they ask the blessings, so it becomes like a diti. And so out of prestige, out of what would happen, out of humiliation, out of in future, and later on, who will maintain? So many things are there. So if somebody is doing it, if they really loved during their lifetime to the husband, and husband is very, very devoted, then the sati goes back home, back to Godhead. And this is what we learn from this thing, this chapter. So burning pain of separation from the husband. So that pain is so much. Means they don't even feel that they are being in the fire and they are being burned, because that pain from separation from the husband is much more than so they could tolerate it easily. Process of jnana yoga, witnessing the wonderful effect of devotional service, the wives of the demigods lamented for those in the material world who, although possessing human bodies, neglected to practice bhakti yoga. Because Prathu Maharaj was a bhakti yogi, they considered the materialists both cheated and envious of the self. They thought that people should strive for liberation from material misery and think of returning to the spiritual world as one's only goal. So our goal should not be to enjoy material things or going to the like karma yoga or going to the higher planetary system. They were already in the higher planetary system, but they wanted to act like Archie and go back to the spiritual kingdom. Archie attained eternal perfection and liberation in the Vaikuntha planet and did not gain perfection in impersonal Brahman. That Prabhupada, anytime, it's not that you get that you and you merge with the husband or you merge with Brahma Jyoti. So Prabhupada is explaining the glory of a proper husband and wife relationship. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, a husband and wife can turn the home into a place as good as Vaikuntha, even while in this material world, being absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Even in this world, husband and wife can, simply by installing the diti in the home of the Lord, within the home, and serving the diti according to the directions of the Shastras. In this way, they will never feel the sex urge. That is the test of advancement in this devotional service. one who is advanced in devotional service is never attracted by sex life. And as soon as one becomes detached from sex life and proportionately attached to the service of the Lord, he actually experiences living in the Vaikuntha planet. In the ultimate issue, there is actually no material world. But when one, material world means if everything is used for Krishna service, then we are living in Vaikuntha. Even Jivan Mukta, although we are living, but we are free from this entanglement of the material world. It's just because we want sense gratification. You may say, what would happen to my body, how I will enjoy? You will enjoy immensely more than what one is getting by sense enjoyment. Because this is very temporary and ultimately it gives us the suffering, this enjoying propensity. And if one understands that we are part of Krishna, Krishna is the samambhavanam, we are meant to serve Krishna, we are like we were Baddha Jiva, but now we could become free in this human life, which is very, very valuable and rare to get it. And if they use it properly and use according to the Vedic system and they become a devotee of the Lord, a Vedic system is fine, but one has to become ultimately a pure devotee of the Lord and service, engage ourselves in the service of the not service of the senses. Either you serve your own material senses or serve the senses of the Supreme Lord. Rishikesha, Rishikena, Sevanam Bhaktir, Uttama. Uttam Bhakti is that you use your these senses for the service of the master of the senses. So why do we hear all these things about the Pratham Maharaj is that because by doing this, incredible results we obtain and accrues by hearing and describing these activities. And they will attain the same planet as Pratham Maharaj. One hearing of Pratham Maharaj's characteristics become perfect in occupation, either as a Brahmana, so he gets everything. Akamava, Sarvakamava, Moksha Kama Udaradi, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, Yajit Purushaparam. So if somebody has no children, then he would get many, many children. And so Dudo Nahau Puto Phalo. That was the blessings used to be given in the past, but now one cannot even take care of even one child. And before they were so many. My father had like 11, 12 children. We are six brothers even now. Three sisters and two, three did not live. So we'll become the father of many children if he is without children. And we'll become the richest man if he is without money. Who hears this narration three times will become very reputable. Even if he is not recognized in the society. He will become a great scholar if he is illiterate. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat karpatham aham vande paramananda madhavam. Hearing of the narrations of Pratham Maharaj is so auspicious that it drives away all the bad luck. So, whoever with great reverence and adoration regularly reads, chants and describes the history of Maharaj Pratham's activity will certainly increase unflinching faith and attraction for the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord's lotus feet are the boat. So that's why in Bhagavatam, not only there is incarnations of the Lord, Lordship, Lord, but there is also, we hear the stories of so many devotees, like Yudhishthir Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Prathu Maharaj, means there is unlimited stories about this Bharat Maharaj. So by hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, of the Lord's devotees, one can become firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. This position can also be achieved very easily by narrating the history of the life Prathu Maharaj. So these are the benefits of hearing this Prathu Maharaj's about the life history of Prathu Maharaj. Why do we hear? So we will read a little bit further, like we did not read the purport of this verse number 21. Little bit, we talked about Sati, Jauhar, the chaste women, and why they become Sati, why do we circumambulate, she circumambulated her husband. So after seeing all the life symptoms in her husband stop, the queen lamented for a while. The word kinchit means for a little while. The queen was completely aware that her husband was not dead. Means the soul is still there. She knew that it is just the body is living there. Although the symptoms of the life, action, intelligence and sense perception had ceased. So dehinosmenyathade is in Bhagavad Gita 2:13. This verse, Prabhupada talked many, many times. There are only few verses that Prabhupada talked hundreds of times. Wherever he went, he will speak about this. Because unless we understand that we are not this body, we are the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, meant to serve the lotus feet of the Krishna, like part is to serve the whole. So same thing, if this is such a basic principle, that if we could just follow this, we could go back home, back to Godhead. We can give up our attachment to this material body and senses. सो देहे नोस्मिन् यथा देहे कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्तिर् धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति. सो धीर हु इज सोबर पर्सन, दे डू नॉट बिकम बिविल्डर्ड. मुह्यति मीन्स दे बिकम डोंट बिकम बिविल्डर्ड विद दिस काइंड ऑफ देहि न देह नियन मीन्स देहधारी. देहधारी मीन्स हु हैज ए बॉडी. देह देह मीन्स बॉडी. देहे दैट इज नाउ asmin. Here it says dehanosmin. Asmin means in this, means that is about in this human body. See, we could talk about only for human body. Athato brahma jigyasa. Now you have human body, now you talk about the brahma jigyasa, who is the supreme. So when athato means now means that we have a human body. Same thing here, that dehano asmin yatha deha. Yeah, asmin means in this body. This body means this human body. The embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age. The soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Muhyati. Muhyati means bewilderment. Mohit nahi hota. Not, we don't come under illusion that. So when a living body, we will talk on this verse because it's a very, very nice verse from different angles. That why, how, because that will help us to get rid of the bodily attachment. Body is different, the soul is different. So when a living entity transfers from one body to another, a process generally known as death, a sane man does not lament, for he knows that the living entity is not dead, but is simply transferred from one body to another. The queen should have been afraid of being alone in the forest with the body of her husband. But since she was a great wife of a great personality, she lamented for a while, but immediately understood that she had many duties to perform. Thus, instead of wasting her time in lamentation, she immediately prepared a fiery pyre on top of a hill and then placed the body of her husband on it to be burned. Maharaj Prathu is described here as Daita. Daita means Devi was very, very merciful. For not only was he the king of the earth, but he treated the earth as his protected child. Similarly, he protected his wife also. It was the duty of the king to give protection to everyone, especially to the earth or land. And now we are damaging the earth in so many ways by drilling for petrol and this diesel and so many mining and coal and all this is really not proper. People don't understand. Earth should be respected. What rights we have to dig like this and take? And then there is tsunamis and so much changes and this earth like warming or many, many things are happening that we are bringing our own killing. We are polluting in so many ways by so many insecticides and pesticides and so many abnormal ways. So there is a Vedic culture. Unless it is followed properly, understood properly, one cannot be peaceful. So Prathu Maharaj was a perfect king. He gave protection to everyone and therefore he is described here as Daita, means very, very merciful. The next verse, and we will talk about this Dehanismin verse later on, the next verse is number 22. That's what I was asked to give class, but somehow they told me that I had to give class on 21 also. I had to read. So Vidaya Kratyam Ladini Jalapyuta Dattvodakambha Vartur Udara Karmanaha Natva Divisthanstri Dashastri Paritya Viveshavannim Dhyayati Bhatrapadav. Very, very important verse. Kriya means the sanskars, regulative functions. Dattva Udakam. Udak means water. Udak, Jalodak. Water purifies, like little bit even you put drops on the feet or head and it gets purified. You just take a little sip and it is. So Bhartu, husband, Udar Karmana means very, very liberal. Udar means very magnanimous. Udar. Natva means you bend down, you bow down, obeisances, that is Natva. Tridashan, the 30 million demigods. Tridashan, 30 million demigods. So that is there, that there are 33 million demigods. And then Paritya means circumambulating. Vanni, Anala means fire. Anila jag. So there, it may be the water, So translation purport by Divine Grace C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, it is text number 22's translation. After this, the Queen executed the necessary funerary functions and offered oblations of water. After bathing in the water, she offered obeisances to the various demigods situated in the sky in the different planetary system. Although she was higher than all these demigods, but she did pay her respect obeisances to all the demigods. She then means we don't respect anybody, not even any living being. What to say about the demigods? She then circumambulated the fire and, after thinking of the lotus feet of the husband, entered its flames. So the entrance of the chaste wife into flame of the pyre of her dead husband is known as Sahagaman. Sah means together, dying with the husband. Sahagaman. This system of Sahagaman had been practiced in Vedic civilization from time immemorial. Even after the British period in India, this practice was rigidly observed. But soon it degraded into point that even when the wife was not strong enough to enter the fire of her dead husband, the relatives would force her to enter. Thus this practice had to be stopped. But even today, there are still some solitary cases where a wife will voluntarily enter the fire and die with the husband. Even after 1940, we personally knew, this Prabhupada is writing, of a chaste wife who died in this way. So in this way, there are systems, there are things that are observed. And so we will discuss about this verse, Dehenosmen Yatha Dehe Komaram Yavanam Jara. And so we are like Kaumaram, that is Balyavastha, Yuvavastha, Yavanam. Yavan is Yuvavastha. Yuvavastha means young age. And then Jara, that is Vriddhavastha, old age. So it is really our body is dying every minute, every second, every move. There is always changes that happening. But somebody who is watching that is different. That is called Shariri. That is the soul or Shariri. And Shariri is different. There is a Drashta and the Drashya. Drashta means one who is seeing, and Drashya means what he is seeing. Like we are observer, like in a movie, we are the Drashta, and there is a Drashya. That movie is going on, and that is the Drashya. So two are different. So we should remain, not the Drashya may change every minute, and we should not get bewildered. That is called Muyati. Dehantara Prapti, when the body is gone, then the soul would get another body. Just like this. So Dehantara Prapti, just like we have young age and this. So we get another body. This one who has taken birth will take another body. One who has a body has to die. So there is so much changes happen. That is from the changes are there in the grass body. But even if you see in sukshma body, like there is a sthul sharir, that is the grass body, and there is a sukshma sharir. And sukshma sharir is made up of mind, intelligence, ego. Then it is also like, you may call it less like any sleep. When there is a sushuptavastha, like deep sleep. Sushupta means it's a... So there is swapnavastha and sushuptavastha. Sushuptavastha is like practically half you are dead. Means the death is like a sushupta. You are just asleep, deep sleep. You don't remember anything. And when you wake up, you feel that, it was such a deep sleep I had. I did not remember anything. And it's very, very freshening, that deep sleep. So there is jagratavastha, means when we are awake. There is swapnilavastha, then we see so many dreams. And there is sushupta, sushupti, that is. But we still remember. That means even in the sleep, deep sleep, and then when we see that, I had such a bad dream, but it was just a dream. So that is dreamy stage, and then when we are in deep sleep, then even that dream is not there. There is no dream in the deep sleep. So that is also, but somebody who is observing that who had a deep sleep. Not you were not dead, or you were. So it is just the soul is remembering all these things. So even in all these stages of changes, even in the grass or subtle body, still the person is different. The person, that is the soul, is different. I am the same person. because we know that I was a child, I was, now I'm a young, now I'm old. So, why people may ask, why we don't remember after the death that I was such and such human being or animal or such thing, why it does not happen? Because there are many reasons. One thing Krishna does not want us to remember. Otherwise, if we had some revenge, something, somebody killed somebody, then we will again be so much in confusion and so much, and so many lifetimes of memory. But it is so much like suffering at the time of death, like 1,000 scorpions are biting. So that's why we cannot remember. That past lives remember. Some people, they still remember. Just like even in this life, people get Alzheimer's disease, they forget about what they were, or even somebody had a brain injury or lakwa still. So that is called avasthantara prapti. Avasthan, dehantara and avasthantara. Avastha antar. Avastha means we are young, we are old. So that is the changes in the body now. And then dehantara, after the death, that is dehantara. Dehantara and avasthantara. But before sleep, we remember that I was sleeping like this. So that way the satta, the soul, is always there. It does not go. It just sees, it observes, it may forget. So forgetfulness, remembrance, that all comes from Krishna. It is not us. So dhira tatra, dhira knows that he is the same person. He may have sat and asat ka both, that he may not know who is sat and what is asat. We are taking birth in the higher planet or higher birth, like a human being or animal being, sat asat. This is all because of the gunas, that we are attached to the gunas. We have gunas because of our different desires. They are awarded to us, given to us. Sattva-gun, Raja-gun, Tamo-gun. And we have to go beyond these gunas. And we take these bodies again, and tatha dehantara praptir dhiras. So until we take away from these gunas, we give up these all the gunas. So Prakriti is doing everything, but we think that I am the doer. So until this knowledge is not there, then the dhira-purush, that who is gunatit. Gunatit means beyond the gunas. Muhyati, so that is dhir, that he does not become, muhyati means he becomes bewildered or under illusion. So Prabhupada is also writing very nicely in this comments and this particular verse. And if you go one verse beyond that, there is also more description about this. So just as the embodied soul experiences changes of body, such as childhood, adulthood and old age, so it will require another body after death. Wise persons are not deluded about this. So there is some individual soul, that is the soul itself, it remains constantly amidst these changing bodies, and that impressions formed in the one person cannot produce recollection in the another. A recollection of different bodies that we experience is a result of being different from them and changeless, and we are the changeless. So, Krishna implies that no one laments when a child's body is replaced by an adult body, nor do they cry when an adult body changes into an old age. Somebody may think, oh, that old age came, but they don't cry. Same thing. So either the material or spiritual point of view, Arjuna had no cause to lament, because now he has become, grandfather has become very, very old man. So why Arjuna has to lament for grand? Because he will get a new body. He should be rejoicing that he will, and particularly he knew that he is a devotee, so he may not have to take, he will just take a transcendental body. So why he should lament for such a person? So if somebody is a very nice devotee, then even the death is like they rejoice. We celebrate death of all spiritual masters. Why do we celebrate the birth and death also? We celebrate death, and not just that he is gone, but now he is going to the spiritual kingdom. And even birth, we celebrate that such and such personality has taken birth. So that is the fortune, great fortune of the people in the world. So just Prabhupada is giving this commentary on this particular verse. As I said, that he talked about this verse many times. There was no cause for lamentation by Arjuna on account of death, neither for Bhishma or Drona, for whom he was so much concerned. Rather, he should rejoice for their blessings, for their changing bodies from old to new ones. They are thereby rejuvenating their energy. Such changes of body account for varieties of enjoyment or suffering according to one's work in life. So Dhira, the sober man, he is not bewildered. And Mayavad theory is completely different. Mamai Vansho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. And about the death, there is another verse I was thinking. Deha and Dehi. Neither he who thinks he is the living entity is the slayer, nor he who thinks it is slain is in knowledge. For the self stays, his self is not slain at any time. And we don't get merged, our soul. There are many things about the soul has been said in Bhagavad Gita from 11th verse to 30th verse. And many people, they read those things at the time when there is a dead body is lying, and they could read around that. Because it is a spiritual book, it tells the relatives about the position of the soul that is not dying, he is still there. And that's what this Archie thought, that she lamented for a while, but then she thought he is there, he is not gone. He is the person, and then she follows her husband and goes to the spiritual kingdom. So thank you so much. We talked different points, the Sati Pratha, Jauhar, why circumambulation, what happens after death, how do we remember our previous ages, and why one should not be bewildered, and what are the results by reciting these kathas about Prathu Maharaj and others like that. So if there is any comments or questions, we can discuss. Thank you very much for giving me opportunity to read Srimad Bhagavatam and be in contact with the wonderful devotees like all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Agoshita Srila Prabhuji and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very informative class. So, Prabhuji, when the wife goes sati with her husband, is it not like committing suicide, Prabhuji?
No, it is not a suicide. We should not take it. It is voluntarily that she, suicide is also voluntary, you may say that. But one is that one is disturbed by so many problems of the material world and he kills. And another is that she is going, thinking of her husband who is a devotee, and that she does not want to live without him, and she goes to the spiritual kingdom. She obtains all the piety credits of her husband. He has to be a devotee to do this Sati Pratha, and like Prathu Maharaj was such a not only leader, but he was a really incarnation of Godhead. So naturally, Archie knew that if I do this, I will go with him to the spiritual kingdom. So those things are taken, and then the wife don't want to be like later on. There may be many problems. But one thing, the first thing, Sati is for those only who are if the husband is a devotee. Even if she does not die, she gets all the credit of the husband. She gets 50, ardhangini. Ardha means a half, that she gets half of the credit of the husband. But nowadays nobody follows Vedic culture, they are not devotees. And so this pratha, and it should not be forceful. So this pratha should not be there unless that somebody wants voluntarily, and they could write or sign or whatever. The laws has to be made, because sometimes people will throw them into the funeral pyre, and sometimes because of the that she will get some share of the father, so let me just get her out of my way so we could enjoy. So there are many things, but it is really meant for those like Prathu Maharaj and Archi, or that, yes, like Madhuri and Pandu Maharaj. That Madhuri went because she Pandu Maharaj loved Madhuri so much. She was very, very beautiful. So she thought that if he, so then even if he go to the higher planetary system, then she can be with him. So there is a process that one can live, not just that anyway live and saath janam tak saath rahega. Aisa koi saath nahi rahta because karma are different. But wife who is completely surrendered to the husband and acts according to his desires and he is pious and he is a devotee of the Lord, then she obtains all that credits. But nowadays the whole thing is topsy-turvy. It's not in the same mood, same way. So what can be done? Material world has changed. It is Kali Yuga. Things are so one. So it's not a suicide. One should not take it as a suicide. And so when the people, they get so much harassed, so much mentally disturbed that they kill themselves, that is different than suicide. Here, like this Sati Pratha, only women who are very chaste throughout their life, it is like otherwise it would be a show. You are not chaste even now and then later on you want to go for funeral. Means it's a mockery of the system. If husband is, you can't live without the husband, you are dedicated so much so that you have to, then you don't, the pain that I was saying that pain of living in separation is more than what the pain is there in burning the body in the funeral pyre. When that stage comes, then that is something different. Not because you are afraid of how I will live, who will feed me, who will give me medicine, who will take care of me. And some want to do it just for show. That is also not proper. Then people will worship me as a Devi and my name would be there. And the suicidal bombs are there. You may say that it. So suicidal, they put the bomb so that their family members can get so much big amount of money to kill somebody else. Is that proper? Is that Vedic? Never heard like this in the Vedic culture. That people take a bomb and then die and kill so many innocent people. So that is political. It should be genuine in the heart of a woman. And that was practiced long, long ago also. Not just now. I mean, so if you go for that history, that is there in our scriptures also, that is there. But Sati, Shiva's wife, is different. That was because of so much she was angry on her father that she just died herself and that she went into the yogini, like kind of yogic process, that she got just burned. So anyway, that is, there are different ways. Jauhar is different. Sati, Lord Shiva's wife, that is her different. That others like Muslim kingdom and Rajput women, the royal kingdom women, they were doing that, and that was really glorified. Like Padmavati and then so many women, they burned themselves in the Kila. Otherwise, these other people, they would have polluted them. So they felt that pain much more than just jumping into the fire. So we may not call it a suicide. That's to protect their dignity, protect their chastity, protect their attachment to the family, husband. So there is different reasons for that. But if both are devotees and they live and they preach, that is more even proper. Like one can stay because they are so much advanced devotees and they have practiced devotional service and then continue preaching. It's against the law also, of the present law. But voluntary act is, we cannot call it as a suicide. Because the husband is a devotee. So it is there are rules, regulation. Okay, it's a big topic. It's not easy. It's not easy to visit. Okay?
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. And you were saying about the, why do we circumambulate the deities and circumambulate sometimes spiritual masters and like that. So I missed that point, Prabhuji. Can you repeat?
Yeah, the one thing, atmosphere is good. One thing, it is also an act of surrender. One thing that, yes, by doing this, we get the good qualities of the person to whom we are circumambulating. Like, So we become more of a devotee, advance on our atmosphere is good, the air is good in the temple. So we circumambulate like the satis, or we circumambulate temple, the deities, the demigod, the spiritual ma. So these are all acts of surrender and acts of that we get the qualities of that person by circumambulating. So it is recommended, just like Tulsi Devi, if we circumambulate, four times we circumambulate, yani kani cha papani, brahma hatyadi kani cha, that even the brahma hatya is released. Even if you have killed a brahmin, so pranashyanti, that we pay our obeisances and then pradakshana, while we do the pradakshana, pade pade, each step you do this, then your all the sinful reactions, they go away. By the mercy of the person who person or deity that you are circumambulating. It's a Vedic culture and it is recommended. That's why in olden days all the temples had parikrama marga and they would circumambulate. It's a purifying, it's a devotional, it's a recommended in the Vedic scriptures.
Thank you, Papaji.
Okay, you're welcome.
Hare Krishna, anybody else has any question for Papaji?
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Nice lecture.
Thank you so much. If there is no questions, we can end the class, but I appreciate it. So many topics in the Bhagavatam, or you could just go on talking for years after years. It doesn't end.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class.
Basic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Such a nice, wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very lot of emotion, information, and such a meaningful. And the way you describe it is very blissful. Thank you for your time, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, you speak what you were saying, you can say.
Yeah, if no one has any question or comments, we can end now. Vardhana Mataji, are you there?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay.
If nobody has any question, we can end the call here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for wonderful class. We look forward for your association again and again. Thank you, Prabhuji. Let's pay our obeisances to Swami Krishna Prabhuji and all devotees. Asha Kalpa Tarubhya.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.